you know, I agree with Mick. I certainly want to leave when there's a little bit left in the tank, but, you know, not when there's sort of half a tank left. So I spoke with the club today and going to go on next year. So, you know, we've got to get through the next three games and have a clean bill of health at the end of the season. But barring any unforeseen injury, we'll be back in next year.
Well, that is fantastic news for Carlton fans. Great news for footy. You want to see the champions play as long as they think they can play and be a contributor. Andy McKay is the footy operations manager at Carlton, interim CEO. In fact, the club's performances while Andrew McKay has been the interim CEO, I think there's a parallel. As soon as Mac has got into the seat vacated by Greg Swan, the Carlton Football Club's fortunes have risen.
Can't argue with that.
It's the numbers speak for themselves.
Cannot argue with that.
Andrew McKay joins us on the show. Good morning to you, Macca.
Morning, Andy. How are you, mate?
Going very well, thank you. It sounds like Juddy has kind of half surprised himself with his turnaround. It seems like it happened 3 or 4 weeks ago that he started to almost internally backtrack on the decision he clearly made his own mind up about earlier in the season. Did it come as a surprise to you?
I think you're right. I think it's been brewing for probably 3 or 4 weeks now. And as you said, 2 months ago, I was pretty positive that he'd probably give it away. But certainly, after speaking to him yesterday morning, and he's saying that, you know, it's the best his body's felt for a long, long time. And it's been like that for the last month. And if that continues, then he'd love to go on next year. So, yeah, very positive for us. Fantastic.
Well, he must feel very confident about where he is right now and his ability to play in the future. It's come to our attention that his manager, Paul Connors, says that you've offered him a 5-year deal. Is that right?
Yeah. I'm sure Paul would have told you that, Jim, but not quite the case yet.
Will it be just a year-by-year contract? Is that probably what will be on the table?
Absolutely, Tim, and I'm sure that's what Paul will be after anyway, so I think he'll be fine there.
And how does it go as far as his salary? In the program last night, he's already taken some salary cuts. Would he be considered would he be average in far as how much of the salary cap he's going to take up?
Well, I don't like to talk about how much people get it paid, obviously, Andrew, but, you know, Juddy's been a great servant of our club, and we're wrapped these with us, and I'm sure we'll come to a agreement that everyone's happy with.
So is it a situation where you will actually recognise that in your salary, even though, you know, the salary cap implications?
Andrew, I said we wouldn't talk about
dollars
in our discussion, so let's get on to another question.
And the last one, we'll let you go, but the form of the man is something that probably warrants conversation. He's kicking the ball better. He's got some spark back in his exits from stoppages. He looks like he's kind of refound a bit of what he had, you know, when he was at his very, very best.
Well, certainly his form over the last couple of weeks has been fantastic. And as you say, he's getting over the ground really well and kicking well. He's moving like a younger version. So, let's hope that continues. I mean, he said on the program last night, you know, he wants to go on as long as his body's feeling as it is now at the end of the season. So if it is, all well and good. And then we really hope that his body holds up next year, which I think he will. He's a professional and he does everything right, Chris. So if anybody's going to hold up, his body will.
Mm. It's a great result. It's good for footy. And we're delighted to see that he's going around again. Thanks for giving us a few minutes this morning.
That's a pleasure, boys.